This is Segway, a weekly program exploring the lives and work of the people of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville.
Good morning. My name is Randy Pembroke, and I'm the Chancellor of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Welcome to another segment of Segway. I've been traveling to Costa Rica as part of the Central American Mission Projects, or CAMP, if you would, for the past 14 years, and the last 10 years, we have taken students on those trips. This spring, my wife Mary Jo and I traveled to Costa Rica, where more than 30 students and faculty members from SIUE's schools of nursing, pharmacy, and education, health, and human behavior provided services as part of an alternative spring break. Joining me today are some of the nursing students and a faculty member we worked with during our trip. We were located in the San Jose Central Valley area of Costa Rica, and we did several things working in various communities, which you're going to hear about this morning. We were in communities such as Pavas, Santo Tomas, and Roble Alto. Joining me today on our program is Valerie Griffin. She is the assistant clinical professor and coordinator of the Family Nursing Practice Program. Valerie, could you tell us a little bit about your commitment to international trips for your nursing students and why you decided it made sense to go to Costa Rica?
So, Dr. Pembroke, I've been a nurse practitioner for over 22 years, and I came to SIUE 13 years ago to teach in the School of Nursing. Last year, through partnerships with Missions 111 and ER Abroad, we developed ongoing opportunities for our family nurse practitioner students to participate in medical missions in Haiti and in Guatemala. We actually have three students and a faculty in Guatemala today for a 10-day trip. In March, I had the privilege of going to Costa Rica with you and your wife, Mary Jo, three other nursing faculty, and then 13 pretty amazing undergrad nursing students.
Did you find that Costa Rica was similar to your other experiences, or did it differ in some important ways?
Costa Rica is very different than Haiti. It's more developed than Haiti is, and then there are practice requirements for nurses to provide health care in the country of Costa Rica, whereas in Haiti, there's not those limitations that we have. In Haiti, I take advanced practice nursing students, so we provide healthcare in an advanced practice manner. And in Costa Rica, we did more screening for patients, more healthcare education. We provided health assessments for children in some of the local organizations, and we had time to play and to do some other projects at the orphanages.
So all of those trips are rewarding in their own ways, but they're a little different.
Yes, they are different, but they are very rewarding.
Oh, well, we are very pleased today to have four of the students, nursing students, that went to Costa Rica this year. And so I'd like to start by having them introduce themselves and tell us where they're from.
So my name is Erin Brigeman. I'm from Bartelsau, Illinois.
My name's Kristen Heifel, and I'm from the Quad City area.
My name is Jalen Lawrence. I'm from Bethalto, Illinois.
My name's Miranda Sellers, and I'm from Alton, Illinois.
So let's just start. I remember, I think we gathered at the airport at like 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning. That was early. But we got together as a group, and tell our listeners, what were you thinking about at that point? Were you excited or nervous or worried or thinking about all of the things that you needed to remember to be good nurses in Costa Rica? What was on your mind at that point?
Well, what was on my mind is that my luggage was too heavy to get on the plane.
They have those darn limits, don't they?
But also, just didn't know what to expect, didn't know how prepared I was for what we were about to see. So, I just felt unprepared.
I'd say I was pretty excited that night. I spent the night with Jalen, and I think we went to bed at maybe midnight, and it was time to wake up at 2 to get to the airport. So a little sleep deprived, but it was just, you know, exciting, and I didn't know what to expect, and it was just exciting to see everybody there. And now in a couple of hours, we're going to be in Costa Rica, and yeah.
I was super excited to go, but at the same time, I was obviously very scared just because, you know, it's a different country. But once we got there, I think my nerves kind of settled down, and I was so excited.
It was my first time actually being on an airplane, so I was very nervous. I had no idea what to expect, but once I got with the group, all my worries kind of faded away, and I started to feel more part of a group. So it was totally worthwhile.
So, Miranda, first time on a plane, first time out of the country, yes?
Yes.
For the other three of you, had you been on international nursing trips before?
Yeah, I've been to Cancun and Riviera Maya, but not comparable to Costa Rica.
I've actually been to Europe, but it was definitely a vacation kind of setting, so this was a different experience.
So I think our listeners are probably trying to imagine what it is to do a nursing mission trip. So can you give them some idea of who the patients were that you were interacting with? Or what kinds of settings? Were you in a hospital or were you out in a coffee bean field? Or where were these things happening and what kinds of experiences did you have? What kinds of assessments did you do?
We did a lot of our clinical settings in churches and in schools, and a lot of the patients that we saw were children, obviously, in the schools, and then we saw a lot of coffee bean workers. So that was very different, obviously, from the United States, but they had a wide array of health problems that we got to kind of use our skills for, so that's pretty cool.
And the health problems that you saw, did you anticipate most of those, or were there some things that you hadn't seen before, hadn't dealt with?
I think a lot of them were, the classic hypertension, diabetes, things like that. But there were a lot of little things that we picked up on that we weren't expecting. And our very first patient, we were not expecting at all.
Yeah, could you tell us a little more about that first patient?
So we had just opened up the clinic, and this man walked in, and he had blood running down his leg. And we all kind of stopped and stared at him for a second, and we were like, oh, what do we do now? So he actually dropped a machete on his leg, and luckily we were where our camp was set up. We were only about 2 miles away from him, I think it was, and he was able to get to us. And had we not been there, he would have had to walk, 10, 15 miles to get anywhere, or he would have just had to sit at home and not even get any care that he needed. So it was a very big blessing that we were there.
Other thoughts about the people that you treated and the things that you saw?
Well, in the schools and in, the orphanages, we did basically, your typical school physical. The scoliosis testing, vision, hearing, things like that. I think the craziest thing I saw was probably lice, but still interesting,
And had you treated that before, Erin?
I've treated my sister for lice, but not a patient.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else thoughts on that before we go on? Okay, let's move on to the next question. So we're imagining the nursing assessments that you were doing in various settings, and the first patient who was not in a really older gentleman, but he was certainly not a child, and he'd been working for many years, obviously. But you did treat children as well. So tell me a little bit about that as it relates to being in a different culture, and it's probably a challenge to treat children anytime, but then you have language barriers, and you're obviously not from Costa Rica, and they're trying to figure out how they relate to you or not. What are the cultural challenges in seeing people, particularly children, and trying to just to have them be comfortable with the process?
I think the language barrier definitely kind of scared me a little bit in the beginning. You'd call them back there for the assessment, and you could kind of tell they were a little bit nervous, and you'd try your best to tell them what was going on, but, you could still tell there was a little bit of confusion there. But things just got smoother as the day went on. The kids, were pretty receptive to us, and I think that was really awesome to see. And you could kind of get them to giggle a little bit. I know when I was doing this, the range of movement exercises, and I told them to bend their arms and stuff, and then I tell them to, do a little dance. And they'd always laugh at that, and they just thought it was so funny. But it was just it was interesting to see how things developed.
They really liked playing with the otoscopes and our stethoscopes. Mm-hmm. They're like new toys to them.
Well, you know, the language, I think people probably, our listeners are imagining, you know, you have challenges speaking in Spanish. But even some of the simple things, when you were doing vision tests and they were supposed to point to letters, or we would point to letters and they were supposed to say them so that we would know if they could see, the way that you say letters of the alphabet in Spanish is different. And so even some simple things like that were a challenge. So then we kind of went to the E method of which direction is the letter E pointing. But you were very adaptable at that. Were there things that you remember from the trip where you kind of thought it would be one way and all of a sudden you had to do it in a different way and to adjust what maybe you had planned?
Yeah, whenever we were actually doing the vision test that you were talking about, we were doing preschoolers, and so they didn't know their alphabet. And then we tried to get some of them to point with the E, and some of them couldn't understand that. So then we had to move to shapes, and that was kind of hard for us because, you know, we learn medical terms in Spanish or in basic Spanish terms, but we don't know what the Spanish word for oval is or triangle. So that was kind of hard, but our interpreters were awesome, and they worked really close to us, and we grew very close to them, so...
You could definitely tell as the week progressed, the children were more able to communicate with us and we were more comfortable to kind of share our thoughts with them. But also we could all smile and they all knew what that meant. And we could run around and we could play with them as well as do the assessment. So it really, as it progressed, it was actually really wonderful to see everyone's comfort level just increase as it went on.
So I know years and years ago when I was in training at SIUE, I was in music education. And so kind of the ultimate confirmation for us in education or music education was something they call student teaching. And so at the end, we would go out. And most of us, we really looked forward to it. And that experience affirmed what we had been studying for the last 4 years. And this is what I want to do with my life, what I want to do with my career. Did you guys have any thoughts, different culture, young people, older people, different kinds of assessments and wounds and things? Did you have a moment during your time in Costa Rica or maybe even something else that you've done at SIUE where you realized this is the profession for me? I'm so glad that I went into nursing and this I just feel so fulfilled when I'm doing this that I know this is right. Did you have those kinds of moments in Costa Rica where it was like, yes, this is what I want to do?
You know, in nursing school, you kind of get bogged down by that homework and test. And, you know, you're more focused on just passing instead of, you know, the reason that you came there. And I think when we were there, the nurses, so they had the school nurses, and they were just so grateful towards us for helping them out. And the kids were just so receptive to us and so nice to us, and they loved that we were there, and you just got to focus on what you were doing. You got to focus on the assessment. You got to focus on helping them with the hearing and vision screening and just focus on being there with them in that moment. And I think it was a really good moment to just think about the fact that why we became nurses, because we want to have that involvement with people and just, you know, take care of them. So
personally, for me, whenever I returned from Costa Rica, I felt really fulfilled, and I realized this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to do nursing and do more mission trips with nursing. It really, the last 4 years, although it was difficult with school, it really affirmed my whole want to be a nurse, which was really nice to know 3 weeks up to graduation that this is for sure what my love was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Better that than the opposite, right? Oh, right. My goodness, what am I doing in this profession? Yeah. Well, I'll just say I saw those affirmations all week in terms of interactions with the patients. And it wasn't actually always just in the nursing skills that you were providing. It was the hugs and you know, playing with the kids and the games. And it just seemed like that environment was something where you guys were just really comfortable. And so it was fun for me to see that. So we talked about first time maybe going to a different country, going abroad, first time in being in a different area, a different language. Let me just ask kind of an open-ended question. What were the surprises for you that week in Costa Rica? Was there anything that was different than what you had thought? I mean, it could be anything, dealing with different money or different food or just customs and the way people say hello or hug or kiss or whatever it is. What surprised you about Costa Rica?
I had two things that surprised me. One is everyone hugged and kissed whenever you met them. That was awesome. I wish we did that. Another thing that surprised me a lot was the water had salt. Salt was salty. It had sodium added to it. So it took me 3 days to realize why my hands were swelling. Mm-hmm. And it was because there was sodium added to the water, mm-hmm. which you wouldn't really think about having that done. But yeah, so I was really surprised by the food and the water.
Salt in the water.
Salt in the water.
Now you know.
Right? I know now. Yeah.
Okay. Others?
I would say what surprised me most is, I mean, obviously, you know, Spanish cultures eat a lot of rice and beans, but I didn't realize how much rice and beans they eat. It's for every single meal. It's a lot of rice and beans.
Yes.
So that definitely surprised me. And then whenever we were taking Spanish classes, you know, they taught us whenever somebody says, like, oh, thank you, you're supposed to say, de nada, but there they say con gusto, like
con mucho gusto.
Con mucho gusto, yeah. So that was kind of surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with much enthusiasm.
Yes.
With much life, yes. It's good to be alive. Yeah. So, when you look back and you think about the various things we did, we had a great trip to a waterfall park zoo and we worked with the kids. But we did some other things too. I mean, you guys were great on the construction site and you did some painting and we did some social mission kinds of things with food and handing out food to children, giving away shoes. Was there a really memorable part of that week that you think 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now you'll remember that special moment?
I'd say by far my favorite day was the first day that we went to the orphanage. You know, I got to help move, I don't even know how many cement bricks, but by the end of it I was so tired, but I felt really accomplished because, like, it was I think a team of 5 of us that helped out and did that. And then afterwards we got to paint that brand new bathroom that they built for the girls, and when we were all finished with that, you know, we were all obviously so tired, but we went out and we met those girls and they just wanted to run, but we all did it because they were the cutest little girls ever, and they were hugging us and it was just great. Like, their smiles, like, everything about them was so great. And I remember I wore this old pair of tennis shoes that I've had forever, and I think a week ago I put those shoes back on and I looked down and there was a little paint splatter on there, and I just relived that day again. So it was kind of a nice moment.
I think you're tearing up a little bit. Moment,
oh, don't get
you?
Me started.
Yeah. I mean, I have those moments too. At that orphanage 2 or 3 years ago, there was a girl that I had a chance to play cards with her and talk to her, and right as we were leaving, she came running all the way across the gym and just leaped up and grabbed me around the neck. And so I have a picture of that someone took at the moment that she's flying through the air, grabbing me around the neck. And it's on my desk, and I think about her just about every day. So yeah. Anybody else want to comment on what you think you'll remember in 10 years?
My like, aha moment or my like epiphany of the whole trip was the first night after we got off the plane. We're all jet lagged and everything, and then they're like, okay, well, like, our service begins tonight, we're gonna go feed children in the street. And so I'm like, okay, don't get to go to bed yet. so we get out there and we're on like a street corner under a street light with probably like 6 feet in between a busy road and a wall, and on the other side of the wall is like this dangerous village that they keep telling us about, but we're not allowed to go in there, so we're standing under there. And then all of a sudden, like, all these kids start emerging from different areas, and then the food shows up, and then we got to feed all the kids, give them some bread and rice and soup. And so that was just a great feeling to know that you put some some good, decent food in their bellies. And then, but then the most memorable part of that night for me was Dan, our one of our the coordinators of camp, handed me this little girl. And so I stood there with this little girl in my hands for probably like a good hour, and she just hugged me and just held on to me that whole time. And I asked her like all kinds of questions in Spanish, and it was just great. It was amazing.
So our listeners, I will say that if this trip sounds like something that you would want to be a part of, if you go to the Camp Mission website, you can just Google that. You can find out more, or you can ask the School of Nursing, or you can call my office, and we'd be happy to tell you more. If someone came up and asked you, would you go again? Hopefully you would say yes, but if you said yes and they said, why would you go again? What do you think people get out of it? I've heard people refer to it as a transformational experience. Did it transform you in any way? And why do you think it's important to go on these kinds of trips?
I think it's kind of cheesy to say, but it really did make me a better person, and it makes me look at the world a little bit different. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, it just kind of solidified my career choice, and it made me realize why I'm supposed to be a nurse and why that path was chosen for me. So it definitely solidified that for me.
One day out of the trip, we visited a community and their houses, and everyone was really proud of what they had. And that's one reason why I think everyone should go on mission trips like this, is because when I walked through the house, I was like, oh my goodness, it's poverty, there's dirt on the floor. And when I came home and I had my big screen TV and my carpet, and it made me really grateful again to know that I have all these, what we would consider just everyday life, they would consider that a luxury. And I think it's really important for everyone to have that kind of moment in their life where they have these everyday things and realize that it is actually a really big thing. And I think it's really, it's awesome to just have that moment in your life.
Well, speaking of everyday things, let's talk about shoes, right? I mean, most people just put shoes on and don't think that much about it. But the group that we were with, we gave away about 2,500 pairs of shoes to needy individuals. Some of those were the migrant coffee bean workers. A lot of them were the children from those families. And so that might not be something that people are thinking about as they're imagining a nursing mission trip. But a lot of times that's one of the most moving parts of the trip. You guys were involved in the shoe distribution, and what did you think of that?
Well, first off, I just want to say I did not realize how much work that would be. You know, we were in this big gym, and we just had piles of shoes, and it kind of just went by size and gender. And you did line all the kids up, and you went over there, and you took their hand, and you led them across the gym, you sat them down, and you told them in Spanish, you know, I'm going to take your shoe, and I'll be right back. And you had to go from pile to pile and just kind of try to match the shoes, because there was another issue of, you know, we're used to American sizes, and we brought American shoes over, and it was kind of trying to match up. I think they had, like, European or something like that. And you'd bring them over, and then, you know, you'd try to ask them, is it too big, is it too small, or do you like it and everything. But it was a lot of work. I was surprised, but it was just so great, because you'd take them over to another table once you picked out their shoes, and you'd give them a book bag, and you'd put that book bag on their back, and the smile on their faces when you took them out of the gym was just so awesome to see.
Very rewarding. And I think that day we gave out 300 pairs of shoes in how many hours? Probably 2 or 3 hours. It was a lot of work, but it was very rewarding.
Yeah, I remember a young man 3 or 4 years ago that I put a pair of shoes on his feet, and he teared up, and I thought maybe it was because the shoes were too tight, but through a translator, he told me that that was the first time he'd ever had something new of his own, and so it was very meaningful for him, and it just, it's one of those things that makes you think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many new pairs of shoes have we had in our life, and this was his first ever. So Valerie, obviously you're very proud of these individuals. They did an amazing job. Can you talk a little bit about why this program is important to what you're trying to accomplish, and just your feelings about the trip?
Well, obviously in nursing school you want students to learn how to take care of a diverse patient population. And we do have, you know, in the St. Louis metro area, we have diverse types of patient populations. But when you take somebody to Costa Rica and you expect them to speak in a different language with very limited language skills or to use an interpreter pretty much 100% of the time, you're really taking them out of their comfort zone and you're teaching them how to truly care for that diverse patient population, which they can get, again, in clinicals locally. But I think when you do it in another country, it takes you out of that comfort zone of being with your clinical group, with your clinical faculty, in a setting that you're used to walking into. And so for me, they exceeded my expectations. They were leaders. They showed their skill. We had these health assessments that we were doing on the kids, and we were asked to provide those written in Spanish, which was the one piece of the Rosetta Stone tutorial that I would skip over on all of my tutorials, was the writing piece. I thought, well, I'm not going to have to write Spanish. I'll just skip that part of the tutorial. Well, that was the funny part about what we were doing, because we were asked to write those assessments in Spanish. The students didn't seem to care. I'm sure inside they might have been saying things, but they truly just stepped up and did what they were asked to do. This was what these schools needed. This was what these nurses needed us to accomplish, and they did it. We had a lot of help from our interpreters on that particular project, but they exceeded my expectations. One of my goals of taking students on trips like this is to have them want to continue, either continue globally or continue locally, and that was expressed by all 13 of them.
Well, I'm going to direct this to Valerie, but feel free, any of you, to jump in. So I think we can agree we had a great first-year experience. As we think about the future, do you see it morphing in any way, more of the same, let's just do it in the years to come? Or what kinds of changes do you imagine for the program?
Well, some of the organizations, they specifically asked us for some enhanced healthcare opportunities, so providing developmental assessments of the children, maybe providing a more formal hearing screening on the children. And so these are projects that I will continue to work on over the course of the next year before we return. So I think trying to meet their needs and what they need us to accomplish, again, depending on how many students volunteer, there may be more going in the future. These guys may return with us next year through the camp organization. And then I think it would be really neat to pair up one of them with one of our current seniors and have them mentor them in more ways than just through Costa Rica, but through their experiences as first-year nurses. So I would like to expand it. I would like to maybe take advanced practice nursing students with us in the future and to provide some expanded healthcare for those patients.
Students, any thoughts about if you went again, anything different that you'd like to see happen?
I don't know. I know that while we were there, we made our own changes and adapted the things that we were doing to make them better. So it almost like we did our own like experimenting, like even just as simple as moving the blood pressure section to the end of the assessment because the people were walking so far to get to us. By the time we took their blood pressure, because we were doing that first, it would be really, really high. Mm-hmm. So then by the time they walked through all the other tables, they were like calmed down, everything stabilized. Mm-hmm. So just little changes like that we came up with. And I know we had to change a couple words on some of our translation sheets. One of them was the word for rash. We had eruption written down, and so that does not translate the same way. That's like a volcano eruption to them. So that, just a few things like that. But I mean, overall, it went great, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. We had a little powwow, I guess, at the end of the week, and we just kind of collected our thoughts. And I said, the whole entire week, I just kept thinking, you know, this trip is just going to continue to get better and better each year, because the whole time it was just a matter of people being like, oh, let's start a list. You know, we need this next year. We need this next year. So I'm excited to see how it transforms.
Well, good. Valerie, as you know, we signed a memorandum of understanding with the University of Costa Rica while we were there. So I think in addition to all the things that we talked about, we may actually have some shadowing experiences for the students to be with nursing students there. I think our faculty will be able to work with faculty there to do research together, and then just exchanges. I think that will happen in the future. So I think that could be an important change down the road, too, if that's something that you think makes sense. sense.
Oh, definitely. I see us partnering with the School of Nursing through SIUE and the School of Nursing through the University of Costa Rica, partnering together to look at clinical simulation, to look at what they do in their clinical sites, how they develop their curriculum. I think we can continue. I think it will help us as well to improve the healthcare that we provided to those people by asking, you know, the nursing students in Costa Rica about their particular culture. And I think we can actually improve the care that we provided, but we could also partner and do some pretty exciting things.
Well, ladies, thank you for being pioneers for this program in year one. That's a great thing. Thank you also for being part of our show today. I appreciate that very much. But most of all, thank you for the care that you provide to other people. That's what your profession is about, whether that happens here in Edwardsville or whether it happens far away in San Jose, Costa Rica. So we appreciate it very much. It's been a great treat for me to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Pembroke.
This has been Segway, a production of the Department of Mass Communications at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. All rights reserved.